Hi, I'm Tracy Schuster, and I'm portraying Meg Follin in Falcon Theater's production of The Beauty Queen of Lanaan by Martin McDonagh, running now through April 2nd. This play by Martin McDonagh is a very dark comic tale of a relationship between a mother, Meg Follin, who I play, and the daughter, Maureen Follin, played by Tara Williams. And basically, they're stuck in this town of Lanaan in Ireland, and she is the caretaker of her mother and has been for some time now. And you see the intricate details of their lives and their relationship come to a head as the mother, basically, who is very, very controlling, prevents her from maybe the first and only love that she'll ever have in her life. There's been some very difficult elements of this show for me. One, yes, you're absolutely right, the Irish accent. I've done one time before, and it was maybe for a 30-second thing, so that's about all I did. It probably sounded like the Lucky Charms guy. But for this one, we really had to go full out, and we actually hired a dialect coach to come in, Kate Lachine, who actually does a lot around town here. And doing the Irish has been very, very challenging. There's a lot of, because the dialect of the show is actually written in Irish. So you want to insert the English words that you would normally say in a sentence into the dialect that they're writing in the show. And obviously you can't do that, or it disrupts the flow. But that's been an intricate piece, as well as my character sits in a rocking chair the entire time of the show. I'll bet I get up 2-3 times. So I don't have a lot of physicality to do that you would normally be able to have at your disposal to be able to do that acting and the accent and get really into your character. So I'm having to do everything from a seated position as well, which has also been very challenging. For more information about The Beauty Queen of Lanaan at Falcon Theater, go to wvxu.org. Right now, I'm not currently reading anything since I'm in a play, but the last book that I read was Compendium 2 of The Walking Dead by Robert Kirkman. My son actually got me into graphic novels. I had never, ever read one before, and the first one I read was The Watchmen. And so I thought, oh, that's really great. And then he was into The Walking Dead and I got into it. But because I was behind in the comic books, I started reading the compendiums. And right now there's 3 compendiums available. I don't want to read the 3rd one because I don't want to know what's coming on the show that I watch every Sunday. I want to sit there and be surprised every single time. But it is, the reads in a graphic novel, if you've never read one before, are very, very different from reading a normal novel because it's written in comic book form where you have these pictures which are depicting the action and then you have their bubble words on top of it. So it's very much like reading a comic, but it's very much more detailed than reading a comic is. And I love the story. When I finally figured out, and maybe this is just me being silly, after the first season that The Walking Dead were actually the people who were left, not the actual physical zombies walking around, that made me even love it even more. I absolutely adore it. It's Compendium 2 of The Walking Dead by Robert Kirkman.